passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Thinking, we've had a really fun show. We had BK, had Tyler Booker on. But what have we missed? We've missed caller making hot takes. Time for some hot takes? Legends Hot Takes is next.
Paul Feinbaum, the sports outlaw, my black cat brother. What's going on, baby?
About 6:30 Saturday night, I was watching a game in your state, and I thought of you.
Well, you thought of the right person, because I was rolling on the floor laughing. Woo! I'd just like to thank Coach Freeze for the best hour and a half of a comedy club I've ever seen in my life. I tell you what, when New Mexico State flaked that punt and ran down the field, I rolled off my lazy boy laughing in the floor. I mean, woo! That's what I'm talking about. But I know you're ready, Paul, for Legends Top 5 Quick Takes of the Week, baby.
I am.
Quick Takes of the Week. Number 5, the Cal Collet. Yes, the Cal Collet. It's getting chilly down there. You know why it's getting chilly? Because it just turned off the power in Coach Freeze's office. Somebody give me Brian Harsin on the phone. Give me Brian Harsin on the phone, somebody. I mean, come on. That's the most embarrassing thing I've seen. This team is 0-1 forever against the SEC. And who knew the biggest, one of the biggest SEC games this year, victory, would be by an Aggie. Not the A&M Aggies, but the New Mexico State Aggies. Way to go, Auburn and A&M. What some losers. Let me tell you something, Auburn. You are the new Nebraska of the SEC. You're not even SEC ready, dude. You ought to transfer to Conference USA or something. But I will say this, man. AJ, y'all only getting faster. You're only getting faster to the exits, that is. The funniest thing I've seen Saturday was halfway through the fourth quarter, half the crowd leaving, being beat down by New Mexico State. Way to go, Cal Collet. I told you Coach Freeze was a dadgum fraud. He done parlayed that victory over Saban and making y'all believe he's an elite coach. The man's got no enthusiasm. He's boring. He sits over there with his lip poked out. Man, he is pathetic. We are going to beat the hell out of you this coming week, you ugly little step brother. Hot take number 4, FSU. Yes, FSU. I have to agree with my black hat brother. It was a terrible injury. I hated to see it. I seen it live on television. I couldn't believe they showed it. I hate it. I hate it any time a young man gets hurt. We love the game. We love the players. We talk trash. We have fun. But the fact of the matter is, you're not a top 4 team. Injuries is a part of the game, brother. Say goodbye, FSU. It don't even matter if you beat Florida and whoever the hell you play in an ACC championship game. That's not going to trump Alabama beating number 1 Georgia. Woo! And thank you, Georgia, for beating Tennessee. Number 3, officiating. You suck! Number 2, TCB, baby. TCB. Yes, the Alabama Crimson Tide took care of business, baby. TCB on Saturday. That's what I'm talking about, Alabama. You came out and looked like a real team. Now we got this little scrimmage game against our ugly little stepbrother coming up. Yep, back to ugly little stepbrother. Can't believe New Mexico State beat you. I just guess it means more now than New Mexico State. Yep, ugly little stepbrother this week. Gonna beat you down. Take care of business, baby. TCB. And number 1, I seen you, Georgia. You look tough. You look like a champion. A lot of playmakers over there. Bowers, Thomas, Daniel. I mean, you got some playmakers. I give you credit. But 11 days, 21 hours, and 22 seconds, I'm coming back to the throne. I built you, and I will destroy you. Have your parties. Have your parades now. because in 11 days, 21 hours, and 10 seconds, King Saban is coming back to the throne, and the dog is going to get his ass kicked off. Woo! Cal College, the new Nebraska! It's your week, ugly little stepbrother, and we're going to beat the hell out of you just because we can. Legend has left the building.
Gunny is up next. Hello, Gunny.
Hey, Paul. Listen, Paul, I've got a couple of statements I want to make, and then I just want to tell you that I'm 80 years old. I played down at Auburn way back when, but I'm kind of handicapped a little bit because of some war wounds. But I watch your show every day. And the VA has a crisis line, and I got the other phone in my hand now. So they told me I should call you, and that's giving me PTSD, and ask you not to leave because I need you there. I watch you every day. You're entertaining and all that stuff. And I have a couple of words. I played at Auburn. We'll go ahead and say this. But A.J., and
I'm assuming you played for Coach Jordan?
Shug Jordan. Yes, I did.
Tell me about him. I mean, I met him right before he died, but he just seemed like a wonderful man.
He was. He could be tough, as obviously. In those days, you played tough football or you didn't play, you know. But he was just a good guy. He was more of a father figure to a lot of us,
right.
You know. And he at times he told us war stories. And
yeah, for those who don't know, Coach Jordan very, very uniquely fought in both theaters in World War II.
Yes, as a matter of fact, he got decorated at both at over in Europe, at the, you know, on the D-Day, he got decorated there, and then
yeah, he was part of that. That's amazing when you think about.
And then in the Pacific, he got decorated again because he got wounded and he wouldn't leave his guys. He stayed after he got wounded. But what I wanted to give a message to AJ and I-Man. Is they only mention Auburn at the very last, and they say it real low, "War Damn Eagle." But I think that they are in love with Alabama. That's all they talk about, you know, Alabama, 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 and War Damn Eagle, and they're gone. But anyway, Paul, that bet you made, it said, and I got a thing. I just listened to Legend. And I like Legend. I like he's entertaining. But if Georgia is going to beat Alabama, and I expect him to give me a black hat if Georgia beats Alabama in the SEC championship game.
Well, that is fantastic. Hey, thank you very, very much. And you be well, Gunny. And thank you for your stories.
SEC,
and you be well. You let us know if we can do anything for you at the VA. Thanks so much. Squirrel is up next. Good afternoon.
What an honor to follow Legend and Gunny. Sounds like Gunny doesn't appreciate AJ's and I-Man's support too much. I don't know. He didn't seem too enthralled with those two guys. Legend and I were texting during the game. Back and forth, and we were having fun with it. I didn't watch the Auburn game. I couldn't pull my eyes off the Tennessee Georgia beat down in Knoxville. Did you have a good time Friday?
I did. I rarely get to go to Knoxville twice, but I have a group of friends there, and always get together. And one of the highlights of my trip, I was able to on Friday before our show, I was able to go by the UT Daily Beacon, where I got my start and had lunch with the entire staff there.
We usually go by and see those guys anyway, when you're in town there. And And did you stick around any for the game, or did you cut out soon?
I had a after I admonished the crowd, and then picked Georgia to win big. I thought the best thing to do was to head for the hills.
Head for the hills. I was going to make fun of the checkered overalls and the Peyton Manning jerseys, but I'll save that for another day. One last thing for you. I was watching, I caught some show at my son's house yesterday that you were on, the Berries.
Matt Berry. Oops,
what show was that? Yeah, that was a very interesting show. You were, is that your home office?
Yes, it is. It's
okay.
It's
well,
outdated.
You don't do it up like
everybody asks me, I've got a picture up behind me of me. And all the somebody did a drawing years ago, and all most of the coaches
that was
in the picture
be my
are fired.
Question. That was going to be my question. You only can see the bottom one third of that
it's a takeoff. We'll see if we can show it one day. It's a takeoff.
Yeah,
of
I mean,
Harrison
I was
Ford,
just sitting
there. In Raiders of the Lost Ark, and it's got. Yeah. I'm trying to visualize it. It's got Will Muschamp, Gene Shizik, Derek Dooley, Les Miles, Spurrier, and Saban.
All you can see is the bottom third during that broadcast yesterday. I don't know if you saw that. And it looked like, I thought it was maybe like one of these animal paintings where these dogs are playing pool or playing poker or something. I didn't know what the hell it was. But I appreciate the insight on that. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you very, very much. And we'll take a short break. Will the Auburn contingent show up tonight? That is the question. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we're back, and Man is up next.
War Damn Eagle there, Paul Feinbaum. How you doing? How you doing? War Damn Eagle. War Damn Eagle. I mean, War Damn Eagle. I mean, can we say it one more? War Damn Eagle. I mean, you know, is that enough for Gunny? I mean, you know, with all due respect, Gunny, I'm as big an Auburn fan as you are. I've spent my time sitting in the stands. I did not play for Shug Jordan. I did not play for Tommy Tucker, but I spent my time in that stadium. And I'm an Auburn fan, and that's all there is to it. And I like anybody that plays at the University of Alabama. And you know what, Gunny, with all due respect, we appreciate you for your service and hope you get feeling better and all that. But this is my phone call. You had your phone call. I have my phone call. My phone call is not directed to you. I did not call Gunny. I called Paul Feinbaum. War Damn Eagle. War Damn Eagle. I called Paul Feinbaum, and I have spent my time talking about Gunny. I spent my time talking about the Auburn Tigers this year. But, you know, and you've seen it too. There's not much to talk about, is there? War Damn Eagle, there's not much to talk. When you get your ass kicked, Gunny, you just have to come on here and say, we got our ass kicked. And when the New Mexico State quarterback body slammed a defensive player, ass kickings was free that day. Got your ass kicked, War Damn Eagle. With all due respect, Gunny, with all due respect. You know, Paul, I went to Lowe's yesterday, and the security people pulled me over, and they thought I was shoplifting. So there's just this big commotion out there. They got red lights, blue lights. There's people with badges. There's people with little stickers on their hats and all that. And they said, what are you doing with this? And I said, what are you talking about? They said, this, sir. I said, War Damn Eagle. And they looked at me. It was a sticker off a piece of wood that said Yellowwood. And I had stapled it on my hat, that you know, over the Auburn logo. They said, what are you doing with this? What are you doing? I said, listen, the Yellowwood Tigers got living hell beat out of them, and I'm supporting them. Hush, hush. War Damn Eagle, with all due respect, Gunny. But, you know, I hope Bobby Raines understands that when Jimmy Louder was in charge, he at least knew a little bit about football. And I hope that Jimmy Raines isn't up there ranting and raving and slamming his hand down on the desk and everything after the New Mexico ass whipping. Because, you know, we did see him on the sidelines for Tom Pepperville. But I hope he's not ranting and raising hell, you know, like guys like him would, you know, like the day he was harping in Tuberville's ear during the game. Because with all due respect, Gunny, War Damn Eagle, and Mr. Yellerwood, this is the team that y'all destroyed about 3 years ago, and this is where we're at. This is right where we're at, Mr. Yellerwood. I mean, you know, I got the Yellowwoods just like it is on the lumber. It's stapled twice. I got two staples on my hat over the Auburn logo. One day I'll be able to peel it off and take it back to Lowe's and give it back and say, listen, here, have your damn sticker back. Now, War Damn Eagle. How about that, Gunny? Have a good day.
Kevin is up next. Good afternoon.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
I sure can.
All right. Well, I had quite a few notes that I jotted down, but just to piggyback off what I-Man just said, I hope to God, I know you're an Alabama fan, but you're a Tennessee alumni, and I apologize for my dogs,
I fully expected that beatdown. It would have surprised me to see anything else after the way Tennessee has played this year.
I really hope that, I mean, Auburn could be the most dangerous team because they have nothing to lose.
No, I agree. I think Nick Saban was probably downright irritated. He wanted Auburn coming in there feeling good about themselves, and he got the worst scenario.
Sure. Yep. And then circle back to last week or 2 weeks ago, I wanted to apologize to Squirrel for what we did to Ole Miss. And I also think that Legend is a little bit jealous that Squirrel got his FaceTime on his TV time at Ole Miss during that game.
Hey, thank you very much, Kevin. You be well. You take care of yourself. Brad is up next. Hey, Brad.
Hey, Mr. Paul. How you doing, brother?
Brad, we are doing great.
Man, I tell you what, I-Man, did you hear the cadence of his talk? And I've been watching your show for years. It's real quick on this one, Paul. I think he's a little irritated.
Yeah, he did not sound right.
He did not sound like I-Man to me.
No, he. It's a short week for a heating and air service engineer. So he's probably doubling. It's like that. Everybody's got to double up this week.
And, everybody's doubling up. I got you. Well, Paul, I'm going to change the narrative.
We're off.
and I hope you give me a few minutes. Number one, condescending. Arrogance, facetious, are some of the comments I've been seeing on Twitter as far as what your comments have been about Michigan.
Yeah.
And to that, I say, Mr. Paul Feinbaum is only reporting on a story that your university, your program created.
Thank you.
Don't take it out on Paul. Paul's doing his job.
Yeah, Brad, I do this, as you know. I don't mind when a fan base comes back at me. Alabama fans do, Auburn fans do, Georgia. But you know what the problem with them is with the Michigan fans? They're just so uninteresting.
I get that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say they aren't smart, but you can be smart and boring at the same time, can you not?
Can you? Yes, you can.
They're just
and
boring.
You know something, Paul?
Like their head coach.
They're all boring. And I can tell you this, and you're going to appreciate this, Paul, because, you know, my dad, he's passed away and he's gone now. But growing up, I never saw it, but he taught me a lot of things. And this holds true right here in this conversation with me and you, Mr. Paul. Money can't buy anything,
no.
And it surely cannot buy your reputation after you have messed up. And it surely can't buy class. Because you Michigan fans, if you do get your national title,
trash.
Just know this. Everybody down here thinks you're a bunch of cheaters until Jim Harbaugh leaves.
You're right. And we haven't even entered that phase of the season yet. We're about to. But if they beat Ohio State, and they very likely will, then
– Well, Mr. Pop,
they're
going go
to
ahead.
Be, they're going to be outcasts.
They will be. And you know something? And I hope it weighs on Jim Harbaugh because he got caught up in this thing like he did. But you know something with NIL, there's no reason for cheating anymore. You got deep pockets, Michigan. Just rely on your coaching and your players. Yeah. And thank you, Paul, for taking my call.
Thank you very, very much. Miss Pat is next.
Hey, Paul. I just have to say that's probably the best call I've ever heard I'm in make. But anyway, I was going to say something else until he called, but I will say I love my Auburn Tigers through the good, the bad, and the ugly. And yes, Saturday was ugly, but they're coming back. Thanks, Paul. Bye.
Let me go to a guy who had a big win on Saturday. I don't think we've even talked about this. What South Carolina did to Kentucky, I imagine, made Cat Daddy happy.
We on a roll, Big Paul. You looking good, sounding good as always, but we on a roll. I don't know, but I'll tell you what. We're going to beat Clemson, but here's the first thing
please,
I want to tell
please.
You. I agree with Brad, just what he said. That was a great call from him. And also the thing about Dolly Parton. You know, my wife used to work for Charlie Pride when she lived in Memphis.
I had met Dolly Parton.
Yes, sir. And I had met Dolly Parton. She's one of the sweetest people on earth. And she was having hearing problems. She couldn't hear what she was saying.
Well, there's a reason for that, though, because the way they set it up.
That's true. But let's get back to the good part. You Clemson Tigers, come on down here to Columbia because we waiting on you, baby. We waiting on you little pussycats to come into Williams-Brice Stadium and have your dreams once again squashed like a roach under my shoe. And Auburn, I feel sorry for y'all, but I'm a Gamecock fan, so I know what it's like to lose. Anyway, Big Paul, y'all have a great night and a great weekend and a happy Thanksgiving if I don't talk to you soon.
Daddy.
Yes, sir.
Bring home a win. I've always liked South Carolina, but when they play Clemson, we need you, Cat Daddy. We don't like those Clemson Tigers.
We're going to whoop them pussycats. Just wait. Come on to Columbia, Dabo. I done told you. Crescent Beach, Steve Spurrier. They got plenty of room down there for you.
Cat Daddy, save me a bottle of Palmetto for after the game celebration. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We are back, and Todd is up next in Shelby County, Alabama. Hello, Todd.
Hey, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. Hey, I heard it. Them folks over at Logan Mart at Pell City, where AJ rents that outdoor toilet he lives in. He's got a big old poster in there of the kick six. After this weekend, I think they kicked him out. They're tired of hearing his mouth, and they put him in the street, Paul.
Yeah, and, you know, when you run your mouth like he does, eventually somebody is going to stick a box of socks.
You better know. You're going to eat crow in this business. Hey, yeah. Paul, didn't Miami get beat? Oh, JK, I ain't heard nothing out of him.
Miami lost to – who'd they lose? NC State? Boston? Who'd they lose to the other day?
That's right. Sure did.
I don't even remember who they lost to.
Paul, let me say this. We discussed this about these gentlemen and these ladies. Dolly Parton is going to take it on the – she's going to be fine.
Louisville.
She's a graceful lady. That ain't going to bother her up there. She's going to let it bounce
off
of her.
No, when you're 77 and you are literally you're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you got a book out, a record out, and you're not going to lose any sleep over 100,000 people getting reverb on your version of Rocky Top.
That's right, and she's always been a lady, Paul, great lady. And I appreciate you taking my call, Paul. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you very, very much. AJ is next.
Is it Halloween again? Paul, you gotta spare me a minute now. You gotta put up with me for just a minute. Let me get this off my chest, Paul. First of all, I want to reach out to the gunny sergeant over there. He's 80-something years old. My question to him is, does he remember Horace Donovan? Because that's my granddaddy's uncle. He played guard, either guard or tackle, with Auburn back in the day under Chuck Jordan. But, you know, back in the late 80s, Paul, at sixth grade, I went to the Pat Dye football camp. And, you know, I went down there, and got my picture made with Pat Dye. Got to see Bo Jackson. I wound up being the sixth grade football champ at the Pat Dye football camp. But that's water under the bridge. Don't ever question my loyalty and my love for the Auburn Tigers, ever. That's a fact. But I'm going to tell you, I've got to address something. Coach Froze, what the hell was that? You know, Paul, there's a saying that goes, when you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. And I'm going to tell you something. Our players are playing as good as the coaches are coaching. And I'm going to be real with it. We got busted in the mouth. And you know, it is what it is. But what makes you a champion is when you get busted in the mouth and you're tasting that blood, what you do is you stand up and dust yourself off and you face the facts.
Hey, AJ, I hate to interrupt this soliloquy. Do you think anybody really believes the crap you're telling us?
Paul, let me tell you something. Do you think I ever believe anything you ever said?
I can tell you one thing. I'm not blaming the coaches. The coaches prepared them for that game. Those players offered no effort at all. So quit blaming the Auburn coaches.
I said the players are playing like the coaches are coaching.
No, you're not.
Mr. Feinbaum.
That team just decided, you know what? We don't care about this stupid team we're playing. We got Bama next week, and we're going to take the week off.
I respect
you. If you know anything about today's player, AJ, that's what happened. They're making money. They did get their head bashed in, and they should have.
I don't care if it's rebuild year or remanufacture year. What we saw Saturday night or Saturday afternoon was regurgitated Brian Harsin football. That's what we saw, whether it's the players or the coaches. It doesn't really matter.
I saw Brian Harsin 2 years ago put up a game that should have beaten Alabama.
We had them by the nose.
I got news for you. Blaming Brian Harsin is not the answer to every question at Auburn.
I have not blamed Brian Harsin.
Well, you just
Paul
did.
Feinbaum. I will say this. One thing I will say.
AJ, why don't you say something meaningful other than this garbage that you've been spewing here for the last year about how great this Auburn football program is?
Would you let me talk for just quit stepping on a good call?
If you'd say something interesting, I'd let you talk. But we're trying to make this show entertaining, not put everybody to sleep.
Well, I'm gonna reach out to Coach Froze right now. It is what it is. There's a reason that the windshield is bigger than the rearview mirror. Don't look back now. What last week's over with. I'm for you. I'm not against Auburn. I'm not against Coach Froze.
We all collectively agree this is the worst call we've had all night. You agree? Yeah. You agree? Good night, AJ. Woo. This is not sixth grade. We don't need pep talks here. We need John from St. Louis to straighten us out.
Hey, Paul, how are you doing today?
John?
Paul, I'm doing really good. Real quick comment about Mr. AJ. He is a total embarrassment, quite frankly.
Thank you for saying that.
And, you know, I tell you what, if I were an Auburn fan, I would say, why is AJ even a fan? But now I want to talk about something I want to talk about here real quick. And you know, you're probably going to cut me off, Paul, but I'm just going to have to talk about
it,
okay?
Probably not.
Okay, Paul. First of all, the University of Missouri has had a really good football season. And your show, which is basically the establishment and personifies, you know, what's really wrong in this country right now, you continue to ignore how we can turn around a program. And your show should have been up at the university at least twice. You had two times, two weekends
in a row.
We
were there once,
John.
We were there once.
When were you there, Paul?
We were there for the first game of the season on Thursday night.
Well, Pat, was early in the season. I'm talking about business.
You can't get any earlier than the first game of the entire season, no.
Well, those games are meaningless, Paul. Aren't they? Those early games, everybody's going to beat the dogs. But let me tell you something, Paul.
Well, go ahead and tell me,
John. You want to talk serious, or you want to just talk SEC, Paul
Sheinbaum? I want to have a conversation here, so spit it out.
Well, I'm trying to have a very civil conversation with you and your program, and you don't seem to want to talk about anything but about what's going on.
Well, first of all, John, we have Eli Drinkwitz on Wednesday. We've had him on about 2 weeks ago.
When did you have Cody Schrader on,
when somebody tries to tell us what we're doing here when we know what we're doing here.
No, you don't know what you're doing.
We don't control what people say on the phone. You're about the only—I mean, we had a caller earlier in the show that compared Eli Drinkwitz to a young Nick Saban.
No, that's not true. I don't agree with that, but I'm going to ask you something.
This will be
Paul.
The fifth time Coach Drink has been on the show this year. I would put that way ahead of almost anybody else.
So that's what you're saying, huh?
Well, John, you're not going to take what I'm about to say very well. You really don't know what you're talking about.
Paul, you're not talking business. You want to talk business?
We had who did we have on here from Missouri? We had Cook, we had Luther Burden's been on this network all week for weeks.
Did you have Mo Green on?
No.
Okay, Paul, I'm going to get serious here for a second.
Mo Green works in Vegas.
Yeah, and Mo Green's he's no longer with us. Anyway, real quick, seriously, Paul, I have a hard time understanding how the SEC network cannot have your program on campus at the Columns to present those really good games.
Well, John, here's the answer. We have a finite schedule. We try to judge where we're going to go by the games. And there were some games. It was, I'm sure, a very close call. We were definitely going there one weekend, I can tell you. And Missouri lost the week before, so we chose to go somewhere else, like to Georgia. We'll take a break. More to come right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.